blatant F you right at the beginning.
I also hit the mic, too. I don't know if you... Like, I was like...
Jeez. All right. Well, welcome. This is another episode. Well, 15 minutes late, but that's okay. GoldenSaucer.net podcast, episode 218, July 3rd. I'm going to ignore whatever that was.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's going on, gentlemen? It's Joey.
Kyle.
Al.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hopefully people are watching the video form because that's the best way to do this.
Typically, yeah.
Watching it live.
That's the way I watch the archived YouTube.
Get them in them there. Yeah.
I watch the archived YouTube stream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I check that thing all the time. So Alf doesn't even watch it. He's like, I don't fucking pay attention.
I'm good.
Like, I'm not in it.
How are you going to know when you're famous?
Throw it in my ears and that's it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to do with your camera. You look like at a weird angle, but it's okay.
That's fine.
We're all kind of like twisted.
Well, I mean, my camera's like a little.
Yeah, yours a little.
I feel like we did prep work for this. This was not.
Now you're just shooting the ceiling.
It's even worse.
Just leave it like that. It's fine.
All right.
This is what I'm saying. If we got the warehouse, we were talking before off the mics. If we got the warehouse and it would be sweltering hot, we could just leave all these cameras set up permanently in the office section.
It'd just melt.
Sweltering hot. I mean, it would be a smooth 85 degrees.
If you're ever sweltering hot, you could just get in front of this PC.
Mm-hmm.
Run real cool.
Were you there when I was talking about we can get the fans underneath the table? Just
Up into the pant legs?
You're just like, oh, why is it so cold underneath there?
But you keep your boys cool. Like, you stay cool.
We'd have to get, like, a bunch of low RPM, like, fans.
Yeah. Yes. Get the Vornado.
The Vornado under there would be insane.
Yeah.
Just get two of them. Just...
Yeah. They could blow into tubes that are U-shaped.
There you go. Just hook up the Vornado into like a PVC pipe and fixed closure, and then just have like a bunch of like vents, just like where everybody's sitting.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's mice
in there. It's a fucking warehouse.
It's just a dead mouse fucking circulating around the middle of the fucking...
floating in there. Gross.
Whatever.
I don't that thing, not to... No,
does a moving mouse accumulate no mold?
Oof. Yeah. It's gonna turn into like a trail of
if
a
it's
mouse.
Constantly moving, how can
it's
it decay?
Like a piece of mouse, just like gradually just...
Stuck in infinite space. Mm. All right.
Well, you just put your hand over all the... That's what the game is. The last person to put their hand over gets a lap full of mouse.
Yeah, you get all the schmoo. Nah, I'm out now. You talking about it.
Alvo's excited.
I'm good.
Let me smell the cookie.
Done. Oh, make fun of it.
I get you a whole tea.
I know. You know, I'm not to whatever. It looks like they have different ice.
It's a different place. See, it's a tea story now.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got a. I got
a lot of boba in there.
Yeah, I got a green tea with honey.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be a little more health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
The Hypest Podcast.
Get louder than that mic. We can talk about health food.
What do you want?
What do you want? There you go. I don't know what you did, but you got like in there. You got no.
There we go.
So I
fucked so many bitches.
All right. No. Ooh. All right, so. As per usual, we're going to go through the thing. We bullshit around for a little bit. Then we talk about our weeks, and that's part of the bullshitting. And then we talk about the games we play. Then we talk about the news. Then we do the plugs, and we get the fuck out of here.
All right, cool.
Yeah, because I'm tired, and I got a busy day tomorrow, and I'm not excited about that.
Yeah,
I changed up the way I flipped my camera this time, so I can look at you guys correctly, and I put you guys in the correct places.
So are you mirrored?
I'm mirrored. So when I look to you this way, it on the camera, it looks like I'm looking at you, and it looks like I'm looking at Alf when I'm looking at Alf. And Alf looks like he's looking at you, and he's looking at you, and he looks like he's looking at you, you're looking at Alf, you're looking at Alf, and you both look like you're looking at me.
Oh, my God.
But the only problem is, like, if you look at behind me, like, right there, that PlayStation is backwards.
Yep.
So, it's fine.
Are you giving away the continuity errors?
Just put your head like this right here.
And you're good.
Put my elbow over there.
Yeah.
No, I could know.
Nice.
It's fine.
Yeah, the table comes up to here, boys. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. It's just
I'm in a constant state of flex.
Just read you. It's fine. It's small potatoes. That's why you truthfully I looked into this they make a green screen like a sunshade.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
like sits like you strap it to the back of the chair and it shoots out about like
peacock tail,
like a peacock tail, exactly. And so, like, it makes it really easy to green screen, especially when you have stationary chairs like this, because the green is very And you're not going to move it around to adjust the amount of green you get. So it's really easy to lock in. The problem is like, I was going to get, is they're not cheap for one, and for two, like, you can't always guarantee that, you know, that they'll hit just right. But then I could do all kinds of fun stuff. Like, it's just our disembodied heads and arms and space and stuff. It's really
cool. Oh, if we wore like green shirts? Yeah.
No, well, then you don't want to do that. No, I'm just saying, like, because we would have no background, no context, we're just floating in whatever background I put us on. I turned that shit off.
Just got on, didn't it?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's probably the fan. Anyway, AC comes in on the audio usually, sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, boys. Anyone have anything interesting there this weekend? Was this the week I went to Disney? Was this week?
No, yeah, that was you. You did that last Monday, yeah. I think.
Yeah, that's what we recorded earlier, so I can talk about Disney.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys go first. I'll talk, come back and talk about Disney.
I don't really have anything. I've been playing Kingdom Hearts.
That's what I've been
playing. You know what? Are we doing this? What you've been playing?
You can wrap it in together there, but
just throw it all together.
So, everybody's got like these rose tinted goggles, like when it comes to Kingdom Hearts. Like, I know. Well, you've never played it, so shut up.
I've played it.
You have not. Did you really play Kingdom Hearts?
Yes. I got to the part where you fight Cerberus.
Sucking with Bulbas.
That's World 2.
And that's where I decided to stop playing it.
All right. Well, anyways, I mean, that. Well, then that's actually enough. You did Alice in Wonderland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Kingdom Hearts is poorly constructed. The game, like, just has no idea, like, how to progress difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has, like, this, like, sensation of it's, like, overtly difficult for no reason at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, like, gives you insane creature comforts mm-hmm. throughout, like, you leveling. And, like, it just becomes less and less difficult as the game goes along. Like, isn't that weird?
Is it that you become more powerful and that the nothing levels with you? So
no, it's so like it's so the first like boss that mm-hmm. you fight in Alice in Wonderland is like that like jester looking thing with the paper hands that like it's really really tall, like mm-hmm. super super tall. So, like, the only way to fight it is to either jump to the chair, jump to the table, jump off of the table, and then, like, attack it once or twice, mm-hmm. and then repeat that process until it gets stunned and you can get a couple of good attacks in, or to jump it and have, like, a coin flip and hit it and hopefully try to stun it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so wildly badly designed
mm-hmm.
that, like, the entire fight, you're just flailing around mm-hmm. with, like, no real objective other than to just, like, try to hit that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's so much stronger than you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just one of those things where it's, like, I min-maxed the shit out of Sora up to that point, and it was still just, like, this, like, really obtuse boss fight. And then that being said, the very next stage, when you go to the jungle with Tarzan,
mm-hmm.
like, you just fucking kick the shit out of the next boss. Like, because it's just, like, it's low to the ground. You get to hit it ever all the time. Like, it just doesn't seem like it understands difficulty. And then that being said, it has no idea how to pace itself. Like, you are going between Traverse Town and then the world that you're working on, like, once or twice per world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, oh, shit, I ran out of items. I have to go back to Traverse Town and go to Huey, Dewey, and Louie and buy potions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you haven't gotten the ability to hyperdrive yet. So you have to continuously keep doing the gummy ship run.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up doing a gummy ship run between Traverse Town and the world that you're on no less than 4 times. And it's so boring. It's insanely boring. Like, I understand it's a PS2 game. We're talking about something that came out, what, like 12 years ago or whatever?
Yeah.
But, like, wow. Like, for this game that's, like, so wildly accepted as a masterpiece, I think people are just like, I really liked my childhood and not, like, I really liked Kingdom Hearts. It's, like, kind of where I'm at with it right now.
I mean, that could be a way to look at it. Like, I, you know, definitely, like you said, rose-tinted glasses on that. I just got, you know, dipping in a little bit to what you know, my week, I was watching Summer Games Done Quick, and I did watch the 1.5 remix.
That's what I'm playing, yeah.
They put on Proud Mode level where you just locked in at level 1.
Yeah, yeah, Proud Mode.
And they, insane, you know, too. Like, these are professional runners who've whatever blown through that game. And so I've seen the game played quite a bit. And so, it's, you know, watching that game, I can see, like, where there's a lot of, especially during, you know, watching Proud Mode and watching them exploit all the things, how there's, like, definite problems with the way that game was designed and exploited. But I, you know, I think the what a lot of people remember is, and this is like a lot of games are like this, is just that's their first real RPG, and it's peppered with Disney characters and, yeah. And you know, accessibility and things like that. It's not that hard to get into.
So I'm not even talking about like, I'm not even trying to suggest that I think Kingdom Hearts is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's fine. I think it's serviceable in terms of like what I'm willing to do in a video game. I also just think that like my modern day mm-hmm. conceptions of like how pacing should be handled are not even like close to being met by this mm-hmm. game. And that like, it's like probably something that's addressed. Like, cause like they gave me the ability to hyperdrive like after beating the first several worlds. So mm-hmm. like now if I've been to a place, I can just hyperdrive to.
Right. I mean like,
which is fantastic. Which is how it should have been to begin with.
Off mic before is that I don't enjoy using in the gummy ship at all. Like,
yeah, it's terrible.
I don't enjoy
it. It's just a mini game designed to increase the duration of the game, and it's pointless and it's not fun.
Alf, you have any opinions of the Kingdom Hearts?
No, I don't care for the game.
Nice. You're the guy, I guess.
That's fair.
No, it's fun, but like I said, like he said, it's nothing to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't get why everyone holds it so high in regard.
I think
combat sucks.
Combat's rough.
Story is fucking up its own ass. Like,
well, it's just like kind of incoherent.
I think it's a game that a lot of people played in their childhood, and then that's locked in there.
It's
just
Hot Topic, the game. That's all.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Zippers and Disney.
Oh, I thought you were going to say actually there are. I thought you were going to say Zippity Doodah, but okay. There are, yeah. But big clunky shoes.
That's you should ask Wesley. I was like literally like shitting on the fact that like character design is so fucking dumb.
It's Disney. They're mimicking Mickey Mouse.
I mean, that's
why
fine,
they have big clunky shoes.
But then like later on they don't.
And they wear dragoon armor later. It's weird.
Like Kingdom Hearts 2, like the characters are like almost completely redesigned.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
It's Disney, the RPG.
Fans,
that's what people want.
Listeners, everyone write in to fight these fools. I don't care.
Like, I'm not shitting on your favorite game.
It's a good game, but I think it's overrated.
This isn't the hill you were willing to die on, huh?
No. Well, first off, I'm willing to die on the hill that Kingdom Hearts 1 is poorly designed.
Okay.
I have not touched Kingdom Hearts 2 yet, so like I don't require. I mean, I played it when it came out, but like that's also 10 years of smoking pot and, you know, working at.
Have you tried smoking pot? Maybe that's what.
Maybe that would probably make Kingdom Hearts a lot more bearable. Now that I think about it,
I got some coupons.
Man, California's killing it with those coupons.
No, Denver.
Denver. You should use that as the.
I might. Did I say those to you, Al?
Not to damn you, but have you ever partaken in the marijuans?
Years
ago. Did you recall?
Early 20s.
Do you recall the pricing structures of marijuana?
Nah, I bumped off someone.
Yeah, yeah. Do you understand that drugs are expensive, yes?
I would assume so.
Okay. They're not expensive.
Not in Denver.
They're not?
Nope.
Yeah, that was funny.
Nope. If you've got the Gator Greenbacks of weed, you could just...
someone tweeted out a picture of like the weed coupon book in Denver.
This is a weed coupon.
Well, because it's legal.
It's legal recreational.
No, I get it.
And is it called a dispensary? If it's a fucking
they're still
illegal?
Dispensing it. Yeah.
The dispensaries obviously want you to come to them, and so there's like it would be funny if it was green, also called greenbacks. I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
So like they put out like a coupon book, like Mint Magazine or whatever your local.
So it's
Penny Saver.
It's got 8 coupons on or a total 4 coupons on each page. And it's just like the cheapest weed you could, but it's probably very good, like government grade marijuana.
I mean, you gotta remember, like, it's cheap because it's legal and not hard to get. There's no risk.
And then also,
it
doesn't cost anything to make it.
Right.
Besides
exactly.
The person's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's not like they need a resource, they just make it.
And then, like, you know, it's very much a regionally priced good. So,
yeah.
Compared
you
to
go to like
here,
the farmer's right? market and you get that organic shit, though.
Fuck. Like, it's like I was arguing with the place about the damn. Cucumbers, like how the fuck's a cucumber more expensive than an avocado?
Yeah.
What? So, you should be giving me money for not taking an avocado. Were you there for that too?
No.
Don't.
Joey was buying 2 avocados and a cucumber to recreate something. And
no, that's not what was happening. yeah, it was big and green. Look at this Hulk movie I'm making. It's
I want to laugh, but no, I don't want. I can't give him credit. I can't.
You're not gonna let him have it.
I'm not gonna let him have it.
What was I gonna say? I was getting sushi, and I was trying to exchange the avocado and the sushi for cucumber, and there's a dollar upcharge, and you don't get to keep it, the avocado. Like
they're taking the more expensive thing out and putting in this like cheap nonsense.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm charging you for it. There's a dollar upcharge, and you don't get the fucking entire cucumber. Like,
yeah.
Like, what is it? Cucumbers are like 50 cents. Like,
yeah, I can go buy a giant cube for fucking 79 cents.
I'll be back. Just you put it on there.
Yeah, I'll do this myself.
Right before you get ready to roll it, just let me know, and I'll go. Yeah.
I'll throw a bunch of diced cucumber at you.
Anyway, go on. Sorry, so...
That's really all I got right now, man. I just did like the first series of worlds. I got to Agrabah, so I'm happy because Agrabah just feels good. Like the area feels just better.
And you get
like,
that genie summon, which is broken.
Genie summon's good. Frank Welker, yeah. Is that's the Robin Williams replacement?
Really?
No,
it's not Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah, it's Dan Castellaneta. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's nice. You get like some real good. The one thing I will say about Kingdom Hearts where it really delivers is they went fucking out of their way to get like original voice actors.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like Alice in Wonderland, they got an 89-year-old woman to reprise her role as Alice.
Yeah. Would not surprise me.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's the stuff that makes it feel really genuine and authentic, and that feels really good.
And they got all the Advent Children Final Fantasy voice actors.
They also got like...
Haley Joel Osment's still there, right?
Yeah.
And
James Woods for Hades is there, and they didn't get DeVito.
They didn't get DeVito?
No, they didn't get Danny DeVito.
I thought that was him.
No, it sounds really similar, but it's not. I checked. Yeah. Bummed out. They did get Herc, though.
That kid.
Frank?
Nolan North.
Ooh, yeah, nice, it was Deadpool. Nice. But yeah. They do get like a lot of the original voice actors from like the Disney films.
That's cool.
Winnie the Pooh's reprised, and you know what I mean, like. That feels really good.
Speaking of Winnie the Pooh,
there's a line in the new movie.
Oh, there's a go on.
Christopher Walken, whatever.
Christopher Walken? Talking about Christopher Robin?
Christopher Robin.
Are you watching? Do you see that new trailer? Like, no. It makes me want to like fucking see that movie.
No, I want to see it, but there's a line that Pooh said.
Tell me what Pooh said. He's like,
they say nothing's impossible, but I do nothing all day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
he's got a line in Kingdom Hearts that's really fucking funny. Like, the first time you meet him, he's sitting on the log and he's like, you know, bumping his head.
He's sitting on the log going,
the jokes are fucking real. He's just bumping his head and he goes, think. And then Sora comes up to him and he's like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm trying to think of how to say goodbye to Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like,
flush.
Well, who's Pooh? And he's like, who's Pooh? And then, you know, he's like, I'm Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. And then, like, he's just like, well, why do you want to say goodbye to yourself? And then he's like, oh, well, everybody else left, so I assume I'm going to leave eventually, too. And you're like, oh, it's kind of sad. Like, what's going on? Then Pooh goes on to say, like, yeah, we used to all spend time in the 100-acre woods, and we would take walks or play with Pooh sticks.
Pooh sticks. Oh, yes.
And like Sora kind of like goes like, all right, and then you just leave. Pooh walks off. He's talking about his tumbly being rumbly, and then you just leave. That's it. Later, Pooh.
Weird.
Everybody in that game looks like a dead, soulless doll.
All right.
And then I also watched Thor Ragnarok, and that movie was trash.
What?
Yeah,
it's good. Fine.
No, it's really bad.
Are you mad that you don't get to see Hulk?
No.
The Hulk talks all the damn time and it's annoying?
That's fucking annoying. I'm also mad that it's a comedy.
That's fine.
It's not that bad.
That's fine.
It's just...
Are you mad with the blatant overuse of Immigrant Song?
I'm mad that I hate Led Zeppelin and I have to sit through Led Zeppelin while fucking Thor's like beating shit up.
There's some good parts of that movie.
I'm mad that that Sir Anthony Hopkins couldn't be bothered to put real clothes on.
Like, no, he just
showed up wearing a cardigan.
And like, okay, put a fucking eye patch on him.
A cream colored eye patch on him.
Fine.
Like,
go on, yeah.
I do like the Rock guy. Hello, I'm a Rock.
That was the director of that movie.
You
want
to go?
That
was him.
That's the director.
He's like, hey, we got this ship. You want
to
go with us?
Oh, you're gonna do that? Okay. Well, George used to do that. What was it? George was
the Roach thing?
No. Where he's like, oh, that one guy used to say that. He's dead now. So you're the new him.
Yeah.
Enjoy being dead.
My issue is that
Go on. All the time. Lay it on it. Like, no, spoilers for the movie of Thor Ragnarok.
No, I'm not. But
it's on.
I know. But
it's on Netflix.
It's
give it away.
Until it hits.
You can't even spoil it because it's like
until it hits fucking network TV. Let's just play nice.
Well, like there's no spoilers just even available.
Basic cable. Well, I mean, there you could like, yeah, whatever. Go on.
My issue is like all Marvel films. There is zero subtlety. It's just 100% in your face the entire time.
Mm.
So, like, that's just my problem with it, is it's just a loud, boisterous mess.
Mm.
That's my problem with
it. I mean, like, the arena sequence is pretty good.
So, it's entertaining, and it's watchable.
The idea that Hulk has been there for 2 years, like, fighting people to the death, which I find very bizarre. Like I find that like that, like, well, you're letting the Hulk kill people with no ramifications. Like, yeah, that's weird, but okay.
But like,
especially in that universe they set up where the Hulk would not kill anyone.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, it, there's like some stuff that's fine. Like,
it also cuts out Planet Hulk for you.
Yeah, I know it does. Yeah.
They're like, no, we're not.
My favorite comic.
I'm not showing you that.
My favorite comic series of Hold On is not going to even be addressed in the Marvels.
They
movies,
did.
But
this is 2 years. They can always make that movie and be like, well, this movie takes place between this movie and this movie.
He was in space for more than that.
That's what I'm saying. They'll say that this movie takes place between this time and this time, and they can shove all that Planet Hulk shit in there if they want to.
They're going
to
do the Marvel thing, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, 2 years Earth time, dude. You don't know what that is out there.
Yeah.
Like, fucking time and
time
distance
distortion.
Isn't relative. Brr.
Time distortion.
Fuck. Okay, it's not
you're
the worst.
Now.
It's not the worst. Like well, granted, like it's an old movie, so like I'm just talking about old news right now. But yeah.
It's been like 2 years, not
I'm
even
not
2 years.
Bored.
Old.
Just wait.
But yeah, I didn't like it.
Mm. I think it was better than Thor Dark World.
It's definitely better than Thor. Okay, so like when I opened up with it's trash, it's not trash. It's just not for me. But the first Thor movie is actual trash.
I mean, the problem I have, especially with a Thor movie, is that like you have to make a god relatable.
Yeah,
and it's like it's not, it's, you know, and they do their best, and Chris Hemsworth does an okay job about it. He does an okay Thor in this one. Like at least he's kind of funny. They're trying to be funny. You know, they he has the helmet that looks fucking dope.
But like,
you know,
he gets
his hammer fucking right disintegrated.
It gets disintegrated like right. I thought we were no spoilers.
And then like, I mean, that's in the trailer. You know, like, you know, there's a big baddie that shows up, and there's a really cool fight scene on a fucking on a fucking.
Also,
thing.
Wasn't she not Odin's daughter?
Yes, that is not true. But they changed like a little bit of move. You know,
yeah, they like flopped it for the film.
Yeah,
okay. It was just like,
no, you 100% go, hey, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you, the same way that like
I thought in the comics she was Loki's daughter.
I don't remember exactly how it falls. It's both wrong in the original mythology and then the Marvel version of that mythology. So this is
okay.
Like its own movie.
I didn't know for sure, and I didn't care enough to look it up. But like the whole time, like
it's
I was
off.
Like,
it's off.
What?
I like the Valkyries that set up the scene with the Valkyrie. And that scene looks really dope, right?
Yeah, that scene is like,
and then like some of the iconography that they set up in universe.
Yeah.
The whole like throne, not a throne room, the trophy room is pretty cool. The summoning of the army that is summoned is pretty cool. Beast is cool. The fight at the beginning is pretty cool.
I mean,
like there's a lot of good stuff in there, but it's just like the problem is you just get. You get hit with a mainstream movie the rest of the way.
Yeah,
you're not going to get
the headache sets in.
You're not going to get with the you have to like you have to swallow the pill that I swallowed almost 10 years ago and realize that if you want to see superhero movies or the superheroes you want on the big screen, you're going to have to take that they're not going to do it the way you want it.
Yeah, they've been diluted to
and I feel that way about Deadpool. Like, you know, like the what I want to see a Deadpool, they're not going to put up there.
Yeah,
and I think that the people who love Deadpool are very happy with what they got.
Yeah,
and I feel like the people who love Marvel movies are very happy with what the Thor is. I mean,
that's fair. Yeah,
like I don't.
Do you think more people like Deadpool right now because they like Ryan Reynolds or because they like Deadpool?
I think a lot of people like Deadpool because their exposure to Deadpool is that he's a fourth wall breaking character that they can relate to.
Yeah, do you think
that he's meme machine?
Do you think the majority of people who own like Deadpool memorabilia are not exposed to the comic books at all? And
I don't think they fucking read the comics.
Yeah. I don't think they read the comics.
I think they've read a comic.
Yeah.
Or
they
quote
Chimichanga, and
Yeah, I think they played the game.
He says it like twice in the comics.
He doesn't even say it that much. He said like, I haven't even. I read like a bit of like Deadpool kills the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
and sorry. Like I didn't even. Like, I don't even claim to be like that big of a Deadpool fan, to be honest.
Well, my problem is that I come from a time when Deadpool was a mercenary who broke the fourth wall, and that was it.
Yeah,
and that was his thing, and it was fun, and it was great.
He was also just kind of like a murderer, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, he would kill anyone. Like, he's looking for whatever price. He's a fucking mercenary. He would do it for money. It didn't matter. He was after money.
I read some comic recently where he like saved some girl from killing herself.
Was the one where he gave her his regenerative? He let her steal his regenerative.
No,
powers?
She was just about to jump off a bridge, and then like he was like, "Yeah, I live down there. Don't do that."
Typical.
And then like he like takes her like on like a good time, and then he drops her off like in front of like a self care clinic.
Okay. Yeah, I mean they could do that. Like. I don't like dislike Deadpool, and like I understand they took it where like they did. Like I quit reading Deadpool about a year or so into Cable Deadpool, maybe even 2 years.
See, Cable's the guy, right?
Cable Deadpool is a good team up.
Yeah,
I mean it's really good. It was really interesting.
Comic series.
It was really good.
Yeah, I like.
But I quit reading it about a year in because like it was very much like less about that story, less about Cable, less about whatever, more about Deadpool like screwing off.
Yeah,
and like that's what people liked, and that's fine.
Fair enough.
I mean,
all right, that was me. I watched Thor and I played Kingdom Hearts.
Marvel movies. Yeah. Alf, what you got going on, bud?
Low blood sugar.
Yeah.
I got this tea over here.
I don't know, I'm extremely tired.
I got a Gatorade.
Do what?
I'm extremely tired.
Yeah.
You want me to give you a little foot action?
That's weird.
Ooh,
that's not
baby. Why? You want me to take my sock off? I can take my sock off.
You can probably do it with a toe.
I'm fine.
No, I don't want to. I got this weird toenail thing going on. Like,
I got a new job.
You got a new job?
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. You told us about it, but congratulations.
Yeah, he's got big money now.
Big money.
Say he's going to buy out the podcast. I heard him.
I'm doing it.
Take us out.
Rebrand. Alf Show.
The Alf Show. I think they had that. It got canceled.
The Alf Show, yeah.
Have you ever like heard some of the behind-the-scenes shit about that thing?
Alf was doing coke the whole time.
The dude running the puppets of fucking...
They had to cut the shit out of his fur?
No, not that part. The part where like, so...
What would I do it again?
The show Alf, like for those of you who didn't watch the 80s, he was a big puppet.
Yeah.
And so they had to...
He was a Muppet, actually.
Imagine the...
Isn't the definition of a Muppet just a puppet that's more than one person operated?
It's part mop, part puppet.
A mup.
Whatever a mup is.
I think Muppet is just Henson-branded puppets.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, like imagine like any regular sitcom,
mm-hmm.
but like the stage is like higher. Because there's
didn't
a dude
Al Bundy have
it.
Like a weird puppet that was his friend in the basement? Or is that a different
no,
show?
No, that's a different show with...
Are you thinking Greg the Bunny with Seth Green?
No. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was like a sitcom.
Gottfried. No, not Gottfried. Bobcat.
Was it Bobcat? Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But yeah, he had a Muppet friend that lived in the basement with him.
Muppet friend.
Oh, you're going to Google it? Anyway.
I'll Google it.
But anyway, the show Alf, they had the
I've seen zero episodes of Alf in my life.
All you need to know is
literally every time I go, hey, my friend Alf, and they go, oh, like the thing, and I go, you think I'm friends with the fucking Muppet?
I do. I think you are.
Eats cats.
The point being is that like it's a stage with a floor with a fake floor so the dude can operate the puppets.
Unhappily
underneath.
Ever after.
Shit, really?
Yeah, because Mr. Floppy was Bobcat.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
What year was that? Just to put it on there,
it was like it had to be like late
90s. 1999.
Yeah,
season 5.
Now look up Greg the Bunny.
Oh, yeah, with Nikki Cox, where everybody went crazy for her.
Go on. What happened to her? I guess she just fell right off, huh? Anyway, the point being that people would, like, get hurt and fall through the fucking things and whatever. Yeah.
Oh, geez, really?
Because it's a fucking false floor. You're, like, one wrong move and you're fucking in the puppet zone.
What? But, like, remember there's a puppet zone.
Oh, yeah. You remember?
Yep. Okay. I certainly do.
I want to look. This is the second time.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how angry I look right now?
Dude, he has flexed it out like.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I remember that show. Yeah.
I remember everything now.
But yeah, the main character was Super Al Bundy, right? Like, he was like kind of similar in terms of.
Kind of.
Yeah, was that her now?
No.
Or 2001?
What?
Okay.
That's. What? That's not even the main character. That's Nikki Cox.
I know. That's what everyone tuned in for.
All right.
She doesn't look like that now.
All right.
I think that's what she looks like now.
Well, no, I'd still take it.
Other than the new job, how are things going out?
That's pretty much it, man.
You didn't play any games?
I
Do I talk about beating God of War?
No. Yeah, you tried to, and we shut you down on that.
Oh. When can we do a spoiler cast?
When I finish it.
Okay, never.
2019.
Still waiting on that last.
I don't live with Joe anymore, so I can't fucking provoke him into finishing games.
It's not about provoking. I will send you a picture of what my desk looks like.
I know, but like, remember, like every day I was like, Joey, Mass Effect.
Oh, that's true. I considered playing it.
Joey was the one who got me to play BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, I gotta finish it before he did.
I was like, you gotta finish this. It's like 3 hours, but I'll sit here with you.
Anyway. So you knew anything? No interesting tales?
Nah, just a bunch of bullshit.
All right.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hope you get it all sorted out soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you have a good friend who brought you a cool Coke bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a fucker.
He was about to be like, no, he was literally about to be like, no.
Fuck that guy. He brought me trash.
He showed up with trash and gave it to me. People should just brought me the label.
Like I accidentally shared it to someone, and then like someone's like, "Can I have that?"
I saw that somebody else was like, "Yo, do you still have that?" Like, what? Like, oh, why is there a market?
Like, we'll start selling those on fucking eBay.
Sell it for the price of the Coke.
Well, as I told Alf, I was like, "I'm gonna drink the Coke." Like,
yeah, it's just a bunch of drama that I'm dealing with, but it's it'll get better.
You want the photo, a little footy, a little footy,
footy.
I'll give you a full blown handy.
Yeah, handy and a footy.
But it's my personal trouble, so yeah.
I can relate. Well, I've got
you have to make amendments and keep on going forward. That's all you can do.
Face.
So, yeah. I've got a little bit of stuff going on in the background too that I'm like not super happy about, but yeah, we're trying to push.
It's like not playing victim cards. It's more like got to deal with.
There you go. There you go. I like that. I've seen some people play the victim card recently. That was a pain in my ass.
It is what it is.
You know,
you still look fucking chiseled, my dude.
Hey, yeah, you want to hit the gym?
I actually want to hit the gym with you eventually.
Weren't you going to go to the gym?
I had some other stuff come, but yeah, still like I'm like actually I've been walking every day, so
that's good.
I walk every day to the fridge.
My back has been jacked up for like the past 2 days.
Really? Okay,
I can send you a good dude. I got a guy.
Nobody, you do.
It's a footy. It's a guy with a trash can.
I knew it was a trash
one,
can.
One, two. Please don't sue.
Then a bunch of dudes in suits came up and burned it or whatever. They took it.
They hit it with the stupids. I think we've made this joke. All right, so I went to Disney. Mm-hmm. So no games for me. Disney was fun. We booked Henry a haircut appointment at 5:30, and we made it at 5:29 or 5:20, and we made it at 5:29 when they closed at 5:30, and they very graciously let us get that haircut. He did a great job. It was amazing. First time it's ever happened.
He's got the dopest Hitler youth cut right now.
No, he looks like a little man now. I was like,
he looks like Tiny Macklemore.
He does. It's really fucking funny.
My phone's over there. Shit. Photo, he looks like GQ Henry. Like literally, like they're pushing him out, and like Henry's sitting there in his stroller like this.
It's because he's playing with his noodle.
I'm sure he was like stretching, but he was literally like.
We went
what up, girls?
I finally got that Disney World funnel cake that I've been wanting. They put the strawberries on it for $1 more.
You get that Thanos glove?
No, they didn't have that.
I want that Thanos glove.
I didn't see that.
Is it filled with like popcorn or some dumb
no,
shit?
No, like the Hulk one, but you could just have a beverage in it. With the gauntlet just walking around.
What else? We got a.
He just reminded me. Borderlands put out a thing today for like 4th of July beverages. Mm-hmm. And like it was all like actual legit beverages, the last one was Brick's Fist, and it was like just put mixed whiskey with beer and like drink it or something. Like put it in like a fist.
I'm gonna choke. Anyway, we did the pineapple float because we don't do the Dole Whip. Mm. It was pretty good. I didn't get my churro, but I got that funnel cake.
That's good.
Oh, man, every time someone says churro, I want to say that thing from American Dad, but you can't say that thing from American Dad.
Please don't. Go look it up. Google it. It's funny. It's terrible, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It comes from a person who's from a different time.
No, certainly.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right. Anyway,
Alf could probably say it.
Nope. We rode Peter Pan. This okay ride. Some dude was complaining like, "Why do they keep stopping the line? Why does it take forever?" I'm like, I was like, "Bro, every time they stop the ride, it's because someone on the wheelchair is getting on or off the ride." So yeah. You know, the feeling. I know you don't know that, so I'm going to tell you real low, but maybe don't say that real loud.
Hey, man, you're being a dick. Low key. Just
I was like, it looks like there's like 5 people in wheelchairs in the line, so, you know, don't say anything.
We'll build a wall around them, too.
I think
we're going to build a wall around space.
I think he seriously didn't know that's how the line was stopping.
I mean, they never do.
Like it's, and so then we went and did the carousel. Carousel is always fun.
I love the carousel.
It's all right. The line is really fucking
I remember
long
the carousel from
the
when I was a kid.
Wait. The Carousel of Progress?
No.
That's what I'm talking
the
about.
The Prince Dingleberries, the whatever. The one with the sword and the stone in front of it.
Right. Oh, I thought I was talking about Carousel of Progress.
What is that?
That line doesn't exist. It's just walking. Just,
the one my favorite ride is the guy at the Stitches Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. Relax for 20 minutes. Huh?
Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
Oh, I do not ride that at all.
I love that ride.
I do not ride that at all.
You can see outdated everything.
Ah, yes. I don't ride that
you
at all.
You sit there like, wow, welcome to the 1950s. We just got a telephone. Grandma's out there showering.
Yes.
Ah, she's
soon
dumping
you'll
water
be able to carry the phone with you. And like, oh,
then they go to the future. It's like, Grandma's playing VR. It's like, this is so outdated.
Anyway, what else do we have? Then Henry got his second big boy ride, first official big boy ride, in my opinion, Big Thunder Mountain.
Ooh,
I hurt my shoulder on that ride because I was holding him down for 3 straight minutes. Just, you want to work out? Just hold a 40-pound kid down for 3 minutes on a roller coaster. He was jostling around. That was pretty good. He did not have, like, sometimes when kids don't like rides, they, like, freak out. Mm-hmm. He had a little bit of, like, freak out.
Did you
out.
Say it's awesome or jossome?
It was jossome, yeah. Sure.
That's what I heard.
It was awesome. I said awesome.
That's what I heard.
Just fucking talking about street sharks.
One of them always wore rollerblades.
Fuck, we sold those.
One was a killer whale.
I believe his name was Giant Slamu.
It was Slamu. We can enter. You know what? We got the fucking Vin Diesel thing. I'll post that as the thing.
I thought you were going to use weed coupons as the
thing. Oh, no.
We've definitely done Vin Diesel.
I always have to look. It's a little.
It's a
look.
Lot of backlog.
I think we also use easy because I get like 10 in a row, so I can just scroll through.
Didn't we also use Paul Rudd as the Super Nintendo guy?
I think we did.
We've done a lot.
Yeah. We haven't used the ferret down your pants thing, so we still got that on the back burner. Anytime you guys
talk about ferrets,
you just ferret episode, ferret down your pants. So what else did we do?
I didn't play any games, right?
No, I played Command and Conquer Rivals, the mobile phone thing, but that's in pre-alpha, so I don't know if it's NDA or whatever.
I guess while Alpha's up, or Alpha isn't up anymore. Joey, my bad. My brain just stroked off.
Yeah.
You guys smell toast?
Yeah, no, it smells.
You having a stroke?
Yeah.
I
was just going to ask, how do you feel about Wrecking Ball? Do you have an opinion?
That's in the news. Right, well, give me a minute. Let me finish. I didn't play any games. News.
You mean Ball Bastion?
Where the fuck did I put that? That's another one. There's a lot of Blizzard news. So Overwatch unveiled their new character
out of
Hammond.
Fucking nowhere.
Hammond, thought, right?
Well, yeah. Hammond, they thought it was another ape.
Nope, gerbil.
Nope, it's a fucking gerbil.
Is he a gerbil or a hamster?
It's a hamster.
No, it's funny. Some guy on Reddit pieced everything together and called it out a day before. It's like, oh yeah, it's a fucking hamster.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's why they released it.
I think that's released because the guy nailed it.
They're like, shit, like, we can't let that happen.
So I mean, like, so basically, he's a hamster and a giant ball, mechanized ball, probably about the size of what, like D.Va, right?
Smaller.
A little smaller.
No, but I think he has a victory pose like D.Va. He lays outside of the mech and he's like upside down.
I've seen that when he when the mech explodes, he dies and he just falls out of it.
He gets jettisoned out of it.
Just a little ragdoll little
hamster. He has like a little ragdoll hamster. I saw a Reinhardt completely waist hammer down on a Hammond corpse in PTR. Like his Hammond teammate died and he was just like hammered down like fuck the scare.
So there was a guy at Twitch saying, and here we are, the great Hammy Interventional, and it's a good race, and we're off. And you see a bunch of balls that start rolling racing.
Yeah, because everybody like it's 6v6 and 6 characters out of 6 characters are Hammond.
The fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
But I heard like squeaking.
Hammond.
Oh.
Yes, I'm not in the chair.
But I haven't played him, so
yeah, I haven't either.
But
okay.
Watch some video.
He looks fun, but he looks like Bastion, but he has Widow's grapple.
Here's the thing: he's a tank with hit scan auto fire, so you will be able to like you have a little bit better tracking as far as like dealing with far away.
Talk towards the mic.
Like you'll be able to like deal with Pharah with him.
Oh wow!
So
what's his ult? I don't even know.
Oh, It sets up I believe it's a 9 yards by 9 yards floating minefield.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like just a bunch of balls that explode on proximity. So he'll be very good for holding
crowd control.
Like, yeah, crowd control, holding points, taking points.
Damn, nice.
Yeah. Also, like, if there's like a center on the point, you can grappling hook it and then turn into the ball and start rushing and just spin around the point and knock people out of the point.
Oh, do they take physical damage when they hit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome.
He also has like a straight down. If you're in the air, like he can just like hit the rockets downward and butts ground pound. Yeah. He looks very good. Like I actually impressed with the character.
Really unexpected.
He's well designed.
Not expecting.
There's also a bunch of creature comforts happening in the new update for a lot of characters. I don't know if you want to go over them, but
I didn't pull it up.
Basically, just like small things like bullet decay. The further away, obviously, the less damage your bullets do with most characters.
Okay.
They've reduced that for Mei, McCree, Soldier, and Bastion. So they used to do 50% less damage at max range, and now they do 25% less damage. So like those characters are going to be a lot better.
Oh god.
Also, they're nerfing Hanzo.
Good.
Storm Arrow is the damage is being reduced by
good.
A percentage, and also the amount of time to use it is shorter.
Good.
From 6 seconds to 5 seconds. Which is big. Like it's a lot bigger than you think it is.
Oh, it is.
And like I think they're reducing the damage by like 20%.
Good. The fucking thing was broken.
Hanzo's really, really fucking powerful. The air dodge is a lot better than they thought that it was gonna be. You know what I mean? The biggest changes I think are Sombra. She's going to be able to stay stealth indefinitely now.
Oh wow.
And until she's seen, obviously. Or damaged. If she's seen, you can like you see her for a second, like flashing by. And then if she gets hit, then she comes out of stealth.
Oh, that's cool.
But she stays stealth indefinitely if you want her to. Also, when you throw her translocator, remember how you have a 15-second window to use it?
Mm.
Now it's indefinite.
Nice.
So like you're just like, put this on the spawn or on the hacked node or whatever, and then go stealth off and kill the healer. And then
it's definitely because not a lot of people were playing in Sombra, so they want some incentive.
It's also because they're buffing the bullet decay, so characters with a lot of range are going to be a lot better, and she's not a lot of range. Mm. So they needed something to improve her because she's going to get left behind if also apparently the Sombra update or excuse me the Symmetra update went live, and she's very, very good.
I mean, she's been good for the past two updates that she's gone through,
but like now she can throw her turrets.
She could throw them?
She can only use three of them now instead of six, but they have 30 health instead of one health. And she can throw them and they just go indefinitely until they hit something.
Oh, so there's no more car wash?
Yeah, but the car wash was only three instead of two. But that being said, they do more damage and they slow you more.
Mm-hmm.
And she also, her right trigger pull for us, because we play on console, or left trigger pull, excuse me, you know how it used to like charge a ball and then the ball would go out slowly and go through stuff. Now when it hits something, it just explodes and does the AOE damage, but it charges faster and moves faster.
That's cool.
And her ult she got completely reworked. And then her teleporter is just a regular ability now. Like you just place a teleporter whenever you want.
Mm.
But it goes, you place it and then where you were standing is where the other half of it comes up and you have to like run up to it and click the left stick and it'll move you, but it's a short range one, so you can't like be like at the entrance of where your character spawned and then spawn it at the point. Like it's more for like a tactical thing and less whatever. And now her ult is, it creates it appears to go indefinitely, just a giant shield wall that just encompasses one big 2D space and has 5,000 health.
Jeez.
So that's the Sombra work.
Good, she's a good support now.
Yeah, and then they also took away the defense, there's only tanks, damage, and support now. There's not four classifications for characters, there's only three.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
I don't know, they just mashed some dudes together. Yeah,
like, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, and then they also added a, sorry for it to being like weird Overwatch news time, but, they also added endorsements and a matchmaking system. So like when you start, you can be like, I only want to play as tanks, and it'll match you with people who only want to play DPS and healers.
That's cool.
And then endorsements are at the end of the match, like it'll bring up like the list of people that you played with, and you go, this person was a good leader, and it'll be like, this person's a leader, and then you'd be like, this person was good at communicating, and it'll give them a communication endorsement. And so like it shows people who come in like who does what best.
That's cool.
I so like that. Just, you know, Overwatch is becoming more comfortable.
Nice. I'm always amazed they continue updating that game, because I feel like so many people have fallen off of it.
It has. It's that's the thing, is like I think that's what they're doing now, is like they want to really like keep laser focus the group that's still playing, because they've lost so many people.
Mm.
But you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll push. There was that like Overwatch is getting an expansion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Which I think is the way to go. I don't think Overwatch 2 is the way to go.
I mean, no. I, you know, like when the news so came out about Hammond, you know, everyone was talking about how he's in the lore and stuff like that. And I went, you know, they keep putting out those little vignettes and little stories and stuff like that. But I really feel like they need to dig into that. Like they need to dig into the lore, maybe do a campaign, or even just like they got enough characters out there that like you guys, me telling one what to do. I don't know. I feel like
Jeff Kaplan, motherfucker, listen here.
I feel like, you know, you could bring some people in if you like. Even just like bite-sized nuggets of like, hey, we built this, you know, campaign, even if it's just a mission, you know what I'm saying? A mission game type where it's like, hey, we're going to tell some of the story. Like they were doing with the, what was the one thing where you played as them in the past?
The redemption thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. If you play on PC and you go to like the PTR, they have like a developer team that you can join and play with.
Yeah.
And like just talk to the developers.
Right. I mean... I'm not the one who's playing that game still, so right. I'm just saying that counts for shit. You know?
But like, if you were, you know what I mean, you could have your opinion heard, and they yeah. also like pretty responsive on Twitter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like,
but just recently, like one of the developers was like, "Oh yeah, I don't have an NDA on this, so I can just talk about it." He's like, "We're reworking Torb right now completely. Mm-hmm. Like they're just changing how Torbjorn works entirely."
I understand. Like, it felt like one of those games where they put out the game mode that was fun, and then you have a lot of heroes there and a lot of. You know, ability is like, oh, well, what's the story here? This is a unique guy. Why? What's up with this? What's up with that? How do they become the Overwatch? Why is there a good, the bad? You know,
yeah.
And they touch on it a little bit in some of the stuff, but like,
I agree.
I've always thought
that it would feel really good to have like a fleshed out
story. Would be good.
Like even something, you know, even if it's like hey, we're making a side game.
That's why they do the seasonal events where they give you like little snippets of about.
Yeah,
you
know I mean?
Or they'll get Overwatch. Whatever subtitle
Overwatch
game.
2.
I think it was called truthening. Like Talons of something because of Talon.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm saying like that's a standalone campaign game. Like there you go. It's not a first person
shooter. Oh, yeah. Overwatch the campaign.
You want to know about Overwatch? Well, now play Overwatch Beginnings.
Yeah, there. That's like what, that. Yeah, Origins.
Overwatch, do you want the rest of the campaign?
Day zero.
Champagne.
All right. You guys want to go through the news a little bit?
Bullet point.
Dude, we didn't talk about much last week, but did you guys, like one of the bigger things like that went down was the whole Sony not wanting to play nice with Fortnite. That was one of the biggest things.
So, pretty consistent with
and
like
Minecraft.
Their.
I don't think we like
and
I was
Rocket
saying,
League.
I was saying we don't need to beat a dead horse here, but Sony 100% just said like, hey, we want to make sure the PlayStation delivers the number one experience to our customers/players. And, you know, that's basically all they said in response to...
Turns out they think that means not playing with everybody else.
Well, I mean, even they went so far as in Fortnite, that if you have a Fortnite account linked to your PlayStation account, that account is locked to PlayStation.
Yeah.
You can play mobile, you can play PC, you can play PlayStation, but you cannot play on Xbox, you cannot play on Switch. And so that's one of the things we kind of miss talking about. A little bit, and so it went further.
But it's not the same on the other ones. Like if you have an Xbox, if you have a Fortnite account that's linked to Xbox and Switch,
you play it on. The only thing you can't play it on. The only thing you can't play is PlayStation.
And so, like, you can play the same. Like, you have the same shit that you bought for them. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I know nothing about Fortnite,
right? So that's why a lot of people just don't, you know, are complaining. Because the lone holdout
pretty
is Sony.
Good reason.
Like, I mean, they're the market leader, so they can do whatever they want. So here is the point that we're linking to today. In an interview, I think it was with an Italian gaming magazine. Forgive me,
this is
in German. So anyway, so basically, the synopsis here is that they asked Todd Howard about Fallout 76. And crossplay between platforms.
Oh.
And so Todd Howard says, no crossplay. Sony is not as helpful as everyone would like. And now, granted, that's translated into German back into English. So, you know, there may be some things there. But that's basically saying that, yet again, that, like, there's going to be no crossplay.
Sony just doesn't want to do it. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, like Joey said, they got the muns. They're making the thing, so they get to make the decisions. Right. So.
It's just funny seeing all these, like, Minecraft on Twitter was like, hey, guys.
Right, so that was the other thing.
Nintendo America was like, hey, Xbox, want to play? And Xbox was like, yeah, for sure, let's do this, man.
They co-marketed the shit out of that.
Co-marketed a game.
Like, and then they even came out with the co-branded Switch.
It's like red and green together.
Switch YouTube
thing.
That's
so cool.
That's really cool, man. Like, something like, hey, high-five each other. And it was there was a YouTuber I was following. I was like, can you believe, like, maybe we'll get a stupid crossover. Banjo could come back home.
Right. Well, everyone's like
Banjo can make it home because of this, like, buddy ship that we're having.
Right. Well, they
Mario could
that.
Show up, like,
yeah. In my head, like, I just get, like, Halo 6, like, right at the end, like, Halo, like, Chief's, like, crawling or whatever. And then it's just like, waha! Like, fucking dunks on the last guy.
It's like Mario space fucking armor.
So,
I mean,
the idea there is that, you know, there's no reason why you should single other people out. You know, you can play Minecraft on your Switch and you get Xbox achievements.
Yo.
So it's really kind of cool and really bizarre. And, like, you know,
fucking hype.
And you have co-marketing there because Microsoft wants you to buy, you know, they own Minecraft. So they want you to buy Minecraft. They don't care if you're buying on the Switch because they still get a piece. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what does it matter to them?
They don't care, you know, like. And Nintendo wants you to play it on the Switch. And, like, that's the way you want to play
it. I mean, it sucks because, like, I frequently have stood by Sony, too. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want
to. They're the market leader. And Microsoft was in the, you know what I'm saying, the same boat last generation. You know what I'm saying? Where they didn't want it. They were kind of like, oh, well.
They were the ones that didn't want crossplay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe. You know.
Now look at them.
So, exactly. You have second and third place punching less exclusives.
Yeah. Might as well join up with the other guys, right?
Right, exactly. So.
What's funny is, like, the pictures, the memes, it's like. Like SpongeBob, everyone having a good time, Nintendo and Xbox aside. And Sony's like, what's that guy's name?
Squidward,
looking out the window like this.
Yeah. I like that meme. All
right. I got two more pieces of Fallout 76 news because it is a light week. So they've come out and PC Gamer had an interview saying that it does have fast travel. And then if you're under level 5, you won't die in PvP. And then they also said that.
But you can opt out of that, right?
I believe so. That game is not going to be what you think it is. Like, the multiplayer isn't going to be what you think it is. So, who knows? You know, maybe they heard the Rust comments, like, change the Rust shit. Get the Rust out of this bitch.
Every MMO format under the sun has been done. They're not going to.
I don't think it's not more of an MMO. It's a survival.
This is Left 4 Dead versus Left 4 Dead.
The last piece I have, I lost there it goes. So they have announced that when the cover of Country Roads comes out, I had a date on it, but I can't. This article doesn't have it.
It's not out. That, okay,
I thought that song was out.
No, it is a cover, and it's coming out next. No, month.
Like, fucking didn't John Denver write that back in the fucking 60s?
That's like, wait a second.
It's a cover, and it's out on July 4th. It'll be on, I believe, iTunes first.
Because I like searched for it, and the only ones that I could find were like, I recorded this album.
Yeah, exactly. It's all blown out like that too. Yeah, yeah.
There'll be no wedding bells for today.
Stop. All right. So,
I got spurs.
All right. So, Bethesda has said that.
Trying to do that bird face.
They said in a tweet, "We're rebuilding America and the world for a better, with at Habitat for Humanity. Starting July 4th, visit iTunes to get the Fallout 76 cover of Country Roads as heard in the announcement trailer. 100% of our proceeds will go to funding Habitat for Humanity."
That's cool. That's
so
really cool.
For those of you who aren't aware, Habitat for Humanity is it's a non-profit charity that they build homes for less fortunate people. Families have to come in and put in what they call sweat equity. That means they go in and
help
help build the house. And these are people who, like, for whatever reason can't afford a house, whether it be that they have, like, special needs families that you know, they can't afford to do all the American with Disability Act requirements to get in there, or single moms, or families that have been devastated by natural disasters.
Yeah, they did a lot after Katrina, and they actually just recently did a lot for Texas after the recent hurricanes.
There's
and stuff that they had.
Two in our, you know, when you go the back road, like towards Wesley's house,
Yeah, like there's like talking two, about Williston to 85th.
Yeah, there's like two of them out there, like in the back. Like
so you that have their Habitat.
Their Habitat for Humanity houses. They're building right cool. now. So, I mean, they're out there, and like you know, it's one of those things. Like if you want to, like you know, obviously you can just pick up the cover of Country Road. It's a good. It's a good cover, and you know, proceeds
good song, good cover. Yeah.
You can also volunteer. I've done some volunteer work for Habitat for Humanity. It was a bitch because it was hot. Yeah, I had to roof
like,
the house.
Roofing a house, yeah. Like,
roofing a house was not fun. But, I mean, even if you don't know anything about anything, they need people to make sandwiches, people to, you know, sweep the sawdust.
Pick up a heavy bag, move it
from Exactly. Rake the leaves of the yard, you
go,
know.
Go to Lowe's and buy fucking nails and shit. Yeah.
Exactly. They need all kinds of help. So
I've done it before.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cool thing you can do. And
I've never done it for Habitat for Humanities, but I was involved with a similar charity.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought that was kind of neat there, you know. They're taking the whole rebuilding thing, and they're definitely pushing it into and like you're See, taking that, your you're taking your marketing and your branding, and you're turning it into something
not to,
good.
Not to take a stance, but it's how you make America great.
All right, Dying Light's dev says that for consoles, they think that 60 frames per second is more important than 4K.
So I totally agree with that. Actually,
I've been very much like I like visuals, but if you can get 1080p and high frame rate, I'm happier than 4K.
Yep, same.
Like that's how that's what I locked in with God of War. I was like, I was upset that it wasn't 4K, but like,
yep.
Same time.
You didn't get 4K.
No, well, you have to choose.
You have to choose 4K. You have to choose.
Oh, I always choose 4K.
Right, but you could have 60 frames.
I like a smoother game.
How about this? I grew up with not 60 frames. So
I was like, perfectly fine. Give me them Nintendo fucking frames.
Give me them. I mean, there's a lot of people who grew up without vaccines and shit, dogs. Like,
there's give
me,
fucking give me six that, things on the screen. Give me that side Mario by side. Jumps like this.
too many lemons on screen flashing in and out.
The whip slow.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking item limit and shit. Yeah.
As long as everyone's over 30, I'm happy. As well.
Yeah.
It's got to be over 45 for me. 30, you're like, look at this fucking garbage.
I can live at 24, 30. But like when it like goes between it and I can't take it. And then like if it drove from 60 down.
Go back and play Mass Effect 1 again and you'll be like, never mind, I lied.
If it goes down to 60 down, then I'm not happy about it. What else here? Apparently the people who made Left 4 Dead are working on an unannounced title in a globally known franchise. That's all we know, but
is Valve part of it?
That doesn't say.
Oh, so it'll be not really dead.
It's Left 5 Dead.
You know
they have all their fingers.
There's no trilogies.
Yeah. They made Evolve. Made Evolve too.
remember when I fucking yeah. called that and I was like, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit if it's Evolve too. Just
this is not
in the
news.
Bad way.
I hope not.
Wait, that's not news. Stats for the Nintendo Switch came out. Apparently, people play it docked and undocked for about the same amount of time. There you go.
I am definitely not a part of that because mine's been sitting under a table for a good time. But,
right, but
while I played it, it was almost exclusively docked.
Right?
Yeah, mine's exclusively docked.
Nah, I'm like
you're on the other side.
No, I like playing it docked, but I think about like the amount of times I was like I kind of want to play this right now.
Yeah, yeah,
and I was just like
sometimes it's in bed, right?
Or in bed, or like someone else wants to watch TV and they want me in the room to watch TV with them. I'm like I sure am.
Yeah. That's cool, but like that being said, though, Pro Controller feels real good.
That was one of my problems.
I just don't want to take the Switch out the way
I know.
Because then I'm a target. I feel like people will follow me.
Uh-huh.
I don't. I wouldn't play it in a public place.
I've seen kids do it, and I'm like, I don't know why you're doing that.
Oh man, I saw a kid who had a fucking Switch in his back pocket the other day.
Oh, just hanging out.
He had the Joy-Cons in his front pocket, and he had the Switch in his back pocket, and I was like,
how can you do that?
Oh God!
No.
No glass on it. Like no protector. Like just, you know, whatever.
No.
You know the Splatoon controllers.
He's a weeb.
Alf, did you get on that? The clearance where Walmart clearance stuff? Yes.
No, I didn't get that.
What was funny is the day before I had saw them, I was like, holy shit, I know where they are. And I like ran into the store. They were not there.
The whole time, like, I thought I didn't see the price. And I was like, dude, there's like Joy-Cons like, right there.
You can get for cheap. No, it was $28 for the pair. For the
That popped.
Pair.
It said pair.
I tried to turn my head, but I didn't make it. That's some Joey news. All right. So you guys like PS Vitas, right?
No.
Oh, my God. Can't even fake it for the news.
Console sucks.
All right. Console's
garbage. You mean Persona 4 Machine?
You mean the anime wife game?
Allow me to adjust my glasses here. So, I mean, I know you guys hate the Vita, but what if your problem with the Vita was that the firmware sucked?
Yeah,
it's because you wanted to hack it.
It's a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
So, previously, only 3.6 was hacked, and I've come up with my own theory that probably makes a lot of sense, that they could hack any version, they just didn't want to do it while Sony's still working on it, mm-hmm. so that way Sony won't patch it, the fix they come out with later. So, they've found a exploit that works for the newer firmwares to include the newest firmware. But the problem is that, like, if you have certain firmwares, it's only a temporary thing, so you have to go through re-unlocking it and, you know, reinstalling all your nonsense. But the nice thing about, like, you know, piracy aside, about hacking your Vita is that you don't have to use that $1 million SD card that they made.
That's good.
It's $29.99 for an 8 gig SD card for that thing.
Yeah, that's actually
you can get like a 128 micro SD for that. So, I mean, there you go. That's the main thing I say. You know, you can also, like, if you have a PlayStation TV, there's certain games that don't work on there, but you can make them work on there now and stuff. Things like that. There's also some PSP homebrew games you can play and so on and so forth. So,
is that PlayStation TV ever actually, like, skyrocket in price?
Any of them?
I haven't seen them.
Remember the actual ones? The actual TV?
Oh, you're talking about the ones with the 3D thing?
Where you could, like, wear the glasses and it would be...
Yeah, yeah. Those things are cool, but
Remember I tried to get one that one year, and then I went to Best Buy to get it, and they were sold out, but there was one guy walking out with 10, and I, like, fucking looked at the dude, I don't want to name him, and he was like...
Yeah, you know, there's always the whole, but I got all this money right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I just want to know, like, that was like a hot ticket item for like 3 months.
I think it was a hot ticket item when it was on clearance at like $100.
Yeah.
And then everyone
was
like,
just like a reasonable TV.
Right. It was
pretty sure now it's like skyrocketing price, but it doesn't do 4K now. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just like, oh, cool. Like, you remember the stupid TV that was
cool?
You
keep talking, check eBay.
You remember the stupid TV that was cool?
Wasn't it PSP shaped too?
Kind of. Do you remember the TV that was cool when we were kids? It was the one that was like, it was the gaming TV that had the speakers that folded in. And it was like the GFX or some shit like that.
GFX, that's what that was.
Still cool.
It's fucking cool. I'm going to buy that fucking TV.
It had speakers.
Was it a PS3 TV, right?
I think it was just PlayStation.
But it was for the PS3, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got Motor Storm with it for free or something. All right.
Remember Motor Storm was a good game?
No.
There's a trailer for The World Ends With You, Final Mix. That's a good game. What was the other trailer? I lost it.
I actually don't see
it. Oh, there's
it's the actual PlayStation 4 TV.
Bloodstained Ritual Night story trailer. I don't know if you guys watch that.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I will.
The demo?
What?
Is it out?
No, the story mode trailer.
Oh, no, the backers got the E3 demo build.
Ooh.
So some of the streamers I watched were playing it already.
Ooh.
And they have nothing really good to say right now.
Did you guys watch that? Hold on, let me mute this.
There is a thing, and I saw one of my streamers watch, Vinny, and every attack, yeah, and he's like, they really need to fucking shut this bitch up. Holy crap. It's bad. It feels weighted and slow. It doesn't feel fluid. It doesn't feel Castlevania, but then after maybe 35 minutes, this is an extensive ass demo. After 35 minutes, he hit the castle and he's like, now it feels like Castlevania. The power system where he starts stealing from other moves and enemies. I'm like, he goes, yeah, I could see it, but there's a lot of bad beat to it. I was like, that sucks because the 8-bit game is really good.
Yeah.
We'll see. I haven't played it yet. But
all right. So speaking of trailers, I don't know if you guys were following this. I know Alf sent me this trailer and then I was like, oh, why didn't you send me that? I think, you know, anyway. I realized that maybe...
I don't even know what I sent you.
Super Bomberman R.
Oh, yeah, because fucking Xavier Woods was in it.
For
no goddamn reason.
Yeah, so...
He's a character.
He's a Bomberman now.
So they have Boss, Snake, Raiden. What were the other franchises?
Oh,
some weird
God.
Super Nintendo game, Gachu Man or something.
They got... here we go. There we got Ibitsumaru, Bomber... Bill and Lance from Contra.
There we go. That's the other ones.
Vic Viper, Zero Bomber. That's from...
Ender's Game?
Zone of Enders. Ayaku Katagari Bomber.
That dumb TV is $224. That's it. Finally found it.
They have Big Boss and the other Snake that I can't remember. Both voiced by David Hayter. and Xavier Woods. The reason, and it's
no Kenny Omega.
They also have
right.
What is it? I believe on the Xbox One they have Master Chief or something on there as well. Bunch of goofy stuff, but I mean that's kind of cool.
They just keep getting characters. They just keep putting stuff in there.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, are you guys like trying? Like, who's buying this? Like,
someone
bought it. They're like, come on, guys, just keep playing. Don't trade it in, please. Please
keep the numbers up. Come on.
But like everything's in Japanese. Like, wouldn't shit.
Yeah, everything was in Japanese. It was really weird.
Oh
my. All right,
and then the very end. And I'm Xavier Woods.
And it's me, Xavier Woods.
It's actually voiced by him.
All right.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
So we were talking about Summer Games Done Quick. The final total after a week was 2,100,000.
Why did it end the game with Final Fantasy VII?
And a 7-hour Final Fantasy VI.
How? Yeah.
100% glitchless.
How the fuck
all
is that
characters.
Good? Like, a good way to end it?
I think putting the Metroid run in the middle was pretty good.
That was a good, like, that was a good like call. That. And they needed to change it up. A 7-hour run
so,
game?
No. So I like the way they did it because...
I didn't watch it.
It
was boring.
I watched adding, almost the entire week. Didn't watch that shit.
They kept adding like things to it by having more incentives. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. That's the reason why they did that is to push the incentives further.
I get it, but fuck.
They should have ended with like the bingo run with Ocarina or like...
The bingo run was
the
fun.
Bingo one was pretty good.
No randomizers.
Something that's like...
I really wanted a randomizer.
Something with more crowd participation should have been like the
end.
Oh,
no. No more crowd participation.
Pooh Bear, when he was doing the Mario Maker runs?
Yeah, the Mario Maker ones
that
were pretty good.
Fun.
I watched the race.
Taskbot playing fucking Celeste was...
Yes, yeah, that was really insane. Good. Oh, like, some of those jumps were...
God, mind-blowing.
Yeah, that was really
Taskbot
good.
Taskbot good.
I mean, Tool Assist, man.
Taskbot did you watch Hat in Time?
The race?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. Some shit that I didn't even know. You could skip the fucking mansion, haunted mansion level just by a hole in the wall that yeah. the devs actually put in. Just like, yeah, you can skip the hole.
I love
wall
that every time they run Doom, they break it. They're like, it
keeps
fucking
crashing.
It fucking crashed. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It seems too fucking good.
The Undertale run was...
They did a Super Mario...
Bummed me out.
No.
Samus Returns run?
Yeah.
And then, like, it was a race?
Yeah.
They also did...
That guy's GameCube crashed.
They did dual
15 minutes in.
Dual controller yellow blue. Right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I
yeah.
saw that. See, games like that just get boring to me. I'm like, I just don't want to watch the whole entire game.
It was dual control. It was pretty cool.
Bionic Commando Rearm 2. We watched that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah!
Yeah, the 80% run.
It was pretty good. I recommend going watching some of that stuff. A lot of it's like really entertaining. You like find a game you like and watch them.
And if you could listen to Covert Muffin ever talk and laugh, it's fucking insane.
Oh, was that the guy? Was that the World of Warcraft
Warcraft
3
guy?
Maybe.
You,
I'll look it up later.
Yeah, later. He has a very distinct laugh, and like they were doing an interview, and he was like off the crowd somewhere, and he laughed, and you're like, holy shit, that dude's laugh carries through that hall.
No, Covert laughs good, but he's like a really enthusiastic runner. He usually runs Jedi Knights.
I don't think it was him then.
But he did an announcing gig, and then he sat on the couch for, I think it was Celeste, and he was like, what?
No, that wasn't him then.
He's right. Very loud and very passionate. I like that guy.
I'm glad that there wasn't like a lot of controversy this year.
No, because the chat's sub only now.
I was like streaming at one end, and I forgot what it was. And then like some guy goes, they are free. And then I'm like, oh yeah, there's plebs, whatever. No. Twitch Prime members just started coming in out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck? Chat just blew up like for a good hot 5 minutes. It just blew up.
I thought about doing that.
I already have Prime. It doesn't matter.
I thought about doing it, but I was like, meh. Then I'll feel obligated to hang out in the chat where I don't want to be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never
That's
usually in
gross
chat.
Shit happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, last year was all the fucking transgender stuff.
That was this year too.
Yeah, that was this year too.
Really?
That's what I was talking about.
Chat's just toxic.
Proto Magical Girl got kind of targeted
again.
Yeah.
Oh, that
did she run or she just commentated?
She's commentating.
She was just commentating, and
she ran last year.
She commentated like over 50% of the fucking thing.
Did she?
Like, yeah, she did like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and a couple interviews.
50% might be a little lofty, but
anyway, it's pointless. I don't want to spend too much time.
Yeah.
No, it's just
be nice.
Chat's
people.
Toxic.
Be nice. Fucking, yeah, don't fucking deal with chat. That's why I don't deal with it.
Like, so
I
just X it out.
Well, it was also like one of those things where like. Because of last year, there was some sensitivity that was probably heightened, and it's just all just a bad scene.
Hmm. All right, well,
but thankfully they raised a lot of money, so that's the
good thing. So Amy Hennig has left E3. Technically, she left back in like January, and that her Star Wars game that she was going to make. Remember, this is the person who created Uncharted left the Uncharted series to go work for EA to make Star Wars.
You said E3.
EA, sorry. And it was a big to-do about her going there. And so now she's no longer there doing, like, independent stuff. So like it's kind of sad because like that game that they were making, you know, that was going to be like a single player focused Star Wars story mode kind of thing is shelved, and she's no longer at the helm, and like you have a person who this generation who's really known for making good games, not making games. So, but it seems like she's going to figure things out.
Fucking Dragon Age all over again, man.
Remember how PUBG was suing Fortnite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore.
No. Duh.
No, duh.
So
I wonder why.
Back to the Blizzard news. There's a video on Wired's YouTube channel where they talk about the entire history of World of Warcraft. Obviously, they're pumping you up for what's the name of that? Battle for Azeroth. So, they're also trying to patent,
which I'm like getting less and less pumped for. Like as the days go by, I don't know.
They're trying to patent play of the game.
Yeah,
not the term, but like the system.
General patent.
Yeah, they're trying to general patent it. Mm. All right. Speaking of things that people are trying to innovate on, Microsoft wants to add artificial intelligence to catch people cheating at Xbox games. It's pretty interesting if you want to read it.
That's a scary thought.
There's a GDC talk about it and a whole bunch of other interesting things to look into.
Joey, why are you cheating?
Oh, no.
Joey's like, he's in a group chat with somebody. He's like, yeah, man, I'm cheating the balls off of this game. And it's like, invite from. Like. Yeah, sure. Come on.
Would you like to play a game?
I would like to play a game.
Nope.
You know, I fall into the camp where like I feel bad that there's like a strict no tolerance policy.
I can't play a game with you right now, Microsoft bot. I'm too busy cheating.
There's a no tolerance policy on cheating because like some of my fondest memories are like
cheating.
No, like dissecting like games and like seeing like someone's like, yeah, man, I like load this file up. It like makes the gravity turn into moon gravity, and you know that's technically cheating, and you know like just like fucking with shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the like, Konami code was one big cheat.
Exactly. I definitely feel like if,
but I needed it to beat a game.
You don't need it.
I need it now to beat the game.
I feel like if it's not in like a multiplayer setting and it's not like affecting anybody, then like who really cares? But like.
And sometimes, you know, like, it's kind of weird because, like, I have, like I said, a lot of fond memories of just, like, making games do the things they're not supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. No, like, Grand Theft Auto for me is literally just an excuse to put those cheats in and, like.
Yeah. So.
They're like, you know you won't get achievements. And I'm like.
I want a tank now.
So, Ars Technica did an interview with Microsoft, and they said that they're going to put a feature in Forza Horizon 4 to have built-in mixer rewards. So, let's say you're playing Forza Horizon 4, and you're streaming it to Mixer. It'll notice that you're streaming it, and it'll start using that stream time as a way to unlock cars, features, all kinds of different things that normally would be locked behind other achievements or other things like that. So it creates a different like. So what's interesting about that is there's people who.
So it's funky mode.
Yeah, this is a new funky mode. Mm. So, I mean, you got to remember, there's people who's they stream and they stream them
featuring
doing
Funky Kong,
you know, painting the cars or customizing cars and things like that. So that's definitely an interesting thing for people like that who aren't very necessarily playing the game traditionally to unlock the cars and other things like that. Two more things. Did you guys see this was like stealth moded in there and everyone brought it up? In the Mega Man Legacy Collection, they announced like the dual boss mode. Mm-hmm. We could fight two bosses. And someone was like, hey, that's not the names of the bosses. And it was revealed that they had changed the names of the bosses from X5, from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, that's shitty.
To be more aligned with their Japanese ones.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, it makes... I can see it being like they probably... Like the Guns N' Roses references are kind of like dated now.
Yeah, but like, imagine if like we didn't have Bimmy and Jimmy, like it, you know. Even like it's, to me, that's just like one of those things where you just let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, you know.
Unless Guns N' Roses were like, no, stop.
If there was like an issue with like Slash was like,
it's definitely one.
I
of
need
things
a new
where,
top hat.
You know, which are your bigger diehard fans? The diehard fans are like, no, it should be like the original Japanese. The ones who are like, no, it should be what was like. Translated in
once again, I gotta make the argument like you change the Venus to Venus just because you can see your spears. Like,
jeez,
it's art, man. You can't change it.
You ain't wrong.
I mean, like the problem is it's a localization error. Like, the story is that, like...
Right, but then it existed with no issue for 20 years.
It's the issue is that no one checked her work, or the person's work.
Yeah, but, like... So,
overtly racist here. Like, that's not a problem. But
what's racist about it?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Like, that's an example.
It's like the Rescue's Down Under when they're following the naked chick in the window. Mm-hmm. It's gone now. You got the VHS tape. It's this too.
You want to see penises on the Little Mermaid?
That priest sporting a boner. Little Mermaid.
It's his knee. The knee.
Then why did they edit it out?
Yeah, I know, right?
So I'm one of the ones I don't care. Like, fine, name him Japanese. Name him whatever.
I don't really care that much either.
The name was Axel Slash.
I think it was interesting at the time, and I can see like how it's kind of dated now.
So what are the names now in English?
Oh my god, I closed it.
Garurumon. They're all Digimon names.
Let's see, where did that? Okay,
he doesn't actually care what their names are.
I really didn't.
Grizzly Slash is now Crescent Grizzly. Duff McWhalen is Tidal Whale. Squid Adler is Volt Kraken. Izzy Glow is Shining Firefly. Dark Dizzy is Dark Necrobat. The Skiver is Spiral Pegasus, and Matrix is Burn Dino Rex. Axel the Red is Spike Rose Red.
So they're a million times cooler now.
Yeah, they're way cooler now.
Like, I'm not suggesting that those names
are
fucking.
You wanna go back.
No, I don't want to go back, but I'm just saying those names are infinitely doper.
Yeah. Right. When they're not stupid Guns N' Roses things where you're trapped
But
into...
it's still like that's like a part of like the niche. Like it's part of like the Mega Man history is that, you know, some dumb shit happened and we got like some cool rock and roll history in there. And we got a little American
it's one of the weird things, like Falco Lombardi's name being Falco Lombardi from a translation era.
Yeah,
like it's just change it, just fix it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I Am Era still lives.
Oh, it turns out his name's it's Trono Trigger. Like, No, this is stupid.
Well, his name's Tim.
Yeah, if that character's name had been like Timothy, like I'd be like, this game sucks.
Timothy Trigger.
But Error, you got it. I Am Error. Good talk. Just walk out of his house.
See you later, bro.
All right. Here.
What about the lady in Castlevania 2? We should live here together.
Yeah.
All right. End of the game.
Come inside. Let me get you
I like
all
squared
up. Yeah, you will.
I like how they write that off as like a, that game's real weird. Here are your July games with gold. Xbox One, Assault Android, Cactus, July 1st to the July 31st. Death Square, July 16th, August 15th. Xbox 360, Virtual Fighter 5, Final Showdown, July 1st through 15th. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction, July 16th to July 31st, which makes me mad because they're putting Splinter Cell out and they didn't do that thing.
Man, Tom Clancy, am I just the only guy on the planet who's never played a Tom Clancy game?
Yes.
Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
He's been dead.
But
okay.
He sold his naming rights to Ubisoft so they can make all the games they want.
So the kids keep breaking in that.
Did you see the...
Tom Clancy's The Division.
Did you see the homage I did in Splinter Cell to Metal Gear? But it was like for Hideo. He's like, wait, I used to know this guy. Always.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, he's gone now. And he's like, so I really am the last
So you're talking about in Ghost Recon when they did the Splinter Cell mission.
Yeah.
Wildlands. Okay, yes.
Like that's really cool. Like a Hideo Snakes sort of. Yeah. That's really cool.
Neat.
All right. PlayStation Plus games for July. You still have July 11th. This is a European games, but I imagine they're the same for America. To get... Black Ops 3.
Blobs.
PS4, you get Absolver, Heavy Rain, Rayman 3, Extreme Exorcism, Space Overlords, Zero Escape, Zero Time Exorcism?
Limit. They put a lightning bolt on the bag.
What?
And that's a super dated Venture Brothers reference, I'm sorry. Were they like, I got a bag of chips that claims to be extreme, and then like... Doc Orpheus is like, how would they do that? And they're like, I don't know. He puts a lightning bolt on the bag. And again.
All right. Let me just make sure these are the...
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm the only person who likes
it. All right. The U.S. is Absolver, Heavy Rain, Deception 4, Nightmare Princess, Rayman 3 HD, Space Overlords, and Zero Escape, Zero Time Dilemma. You should play that on the Vita. It's pretty good.
Don't own a Vita.
What the...
Where's your Vita?
He's got one.
I think it actually might be here.
Yeah, it's here where you'll never touch it ever.
Exactly. No, it's here with my 3DS, I think.
Maybe. Another item you'll never touch again.
You know, I feel really bad about not playing that.
The 3DS? Why? Yeah. It's dead.
I still play it.
And also, like, if you slash played your amount of time of 3DS hours, like, you'd probably be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I know if I knew how many hours I put on the 3DS, I'd be like,
I think
Christ.
I got my money's worth out of it.
Yeah, dude, but I just put so many hours into 3DS. It's
not bad.
That's not, I'm not singing.
Oh, I thought you said it was bad.
No, no. I'd be like, whoa.
I still play it.
Yeah.
Every now
I don't have one anymore.
Alrighty. Well, this is the end of the show.
All right, bye.
No.
Later. And retracted. Don't say it at the end of the goddamn show then.
Podcast at goldensaucer.net. You can send in your questions. Obviously, if you're watching us live, you can tune into the chat, put some questions in there. We'll answer them as we get to them. Unless you ask dumb questions, then I'll ignore you.
I'm assuming we had trolls today.
No, quiet today. Oh. Nice and quiet.
I saw you typing earlier.
I was
he was looking up the name of Mega Man.
I was doing something like that. I was looking at something. What else? Obviously, let's see. Let me look at the schedule here. I don't see anything tripping us up. Maybe we'll get that warehouse and sweat to death in there. It's really cold in here.
I can't actually tell if you're serious.
I'm thinking about getting that warehouse. I'm not playing. I need, like, you do not understand the dire situation going on at my house.
Yeah.
I got to get those arcade cabinets.
I told him I'd throw
somewhere.
$50 a month.
There you go. Yeah, see? I got to get those arcade cabinets.
I'm going to use that storage too.
He's gonna, yeah. I was telling him, like, if you imagine, like, where you're sitting to the front that's glass up there,
space.
That's how much space I'm talking about.
Man, we could fit a car.
Just that's how much space I'm talking about for $400 a month. It'll be hot as balls. But
we could put a fan all the way to the entrance.
Or you just get a like a fucking they make not window units that are window unit. You know,
right. I know. I can get like big fans to blow everything around and keep it cool in there. And like the problem that being that like I need to spend two trips a day, you know, checking on it, like one going and making sure nothing's, you know, whatever. And like we'll talk about this. Well, I will talk about this here because no one's listening. But the thing I like about it is like.
Later.
Someone figured out like it has an office in it. It has a bathroom in it.
Yo.
So like I said, I can bring the podcast equipment there, hook up the podcast equipment, leave the podcast equipment hooked up.
It has like a working like
bathroom. Remember when we made that trip down to Tampa to take those
Wait, wouldn't you set up electrical?
There is some electric in there. I don't think it's metered. I think they are like there's like an agreement where the
like
building
a cap?
The building is allotted a certain amount.
You're gonna let me move in there for like.
Not my idea.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about it later.
There's no shower in there. Is the problem? Yeah, you're me. I was talking to Joe about.
I washed my balls here.
I was talking about that with Joe earlier. He's like, "What are you gonna do? There's no shower." I was like, "I did the." I was like, "I based out," and I was like. I did the exact same thing.
Nope. Later.
Later.